Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Christian, what does your library look like? Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry, and with me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. Eric, you've put together an article that we have at MRM.org that lists 60 books that you feel are important for Christians to have in their personal library.
Let's just acknowledge that I think it's important for every Christian to have some type of resource available to him, more than just being able to go on the internet, which is a nice feature in today's society, but to have books, perhaps that you've even read and you know where to find information. I know when I'm doing work on research for any kind of an article, I use my library all the time. Besides my Mormon library, I do have a pretty good selection of Journal of Discourses and those kinds of books to be able to utilize. But books where I'm not quite sure how to answer that question that I have on an email, for instance, and then I just pull a book off the shelf on the deity of Christ and I open it up and I have a wealth of information. I think every Christian should have certain books in their library, and that's why I put this article together. It's on our main page. If you type in apologetic books in the search engine, let's talk about some of those selections. I won't talk about all 60. That will bore people. But some of the highlights of the different sections that I have put together.
I find one of the reasons why a lot of Mormons coming out of Mormonism slip off into agnosticism or atheism is because they are not aware that there are good answers out there to many of the questions that they have. And unfortunately, because the good Christian authors are unknown to the Latter-day Saint, they tend to gravitate towards the more popular speakers of our day, the outspoken atheists, such as the Richard Dawkins, people like that. And so I could see why it would be easy for a Mormon coming out to drift in that direction, because they don't have someone to speak in their life and to explain to them the answers to some of the questions that they may have. And Christian, this is an incredible opportunity that we have, especially living in the culture that we live in today, whether it's in Utah, where you live in a Mormon culture, or really anywhere else where you see a more secularized culture springing up and becoming quite vocal in their criticisms. This is why this whole thing about, well, we're going this postmodern way. Well, if you're really all that postmodern, you really shouldn't care. And it sounds to me, from what I'm hearing, that there's a lot of people out there who do care. And they do have opinions on this, and they do seem to think there is a right and a wrong answer to the questions that are being asked. Christian, what we're trying to ask you is, are you engaging them when you have the opportunity to do so? Are you standing on the sidelines, or are you in the game? Get in the game. There are good resources out there that you can have, and many of them are not all that expensive, that you should have and at least become familiar with. In fact, in my small group, I meet every week with around 10 to 14 people in my front room, and we study an apologetic theme. And so I will pick a book that deals with some kind of apologetic idea, and we will go through that book to educate each other on how we can respond to some of the questions that are being asked of us in our society today. We need to be able to give an answer of the hope that is within us. How can we do that if we don't know what those answers are? And you might say, well, don't we just have the Bible? Hey, the Bible is the best source you could ever imagine, no doubt. And we're certainly not advocating getting a book that conflicts with what the Bible message has to say. But you have to understand there are some things that some scholars might just know that you don't know. And if you think you're smarter than them, then maybe there's a pride problem that needs to be dealt with first. But still, I want to listen to these people who know the answers to these subjects because that's their field of expertise. What are some of the books that you have on this list?
Well, I'm going to start off with the Bible, because everybody needs a good Bible. A person who's leaving the LDS Church probably has a King James Version. Very difficult for many people to be able to read that and understand it. So I'm going to suggest a good modern translation. One that I put on here is one that I had a chance to help do some editing with notes. It's called the Apologetic Study Bible for Students, and that has a direct link on the article that I've mentioned before. If you're not sure what kind of version you want, though, I recommend maybe going to BibleGateway.com and being able to see what some of the different versions sound like. And there are a number of good versions out there. I won't go through all of them, but you want to find a version that's readable and yet stays very close to what the text actually says. And there are actually Bibles that you can get 8 translations. I think you also need to have a good understanding of where your Bible came from. A classic in understanding our New Testament is called the New Testament Documents. Are They Reliable? It's by F.F. Bruce. And this is considered to be a classic in this area, very readable for a person who doesn't have a whole lot of scholarly knowledge. But a lot of the Bart Ehrmans of the world, a lot of those kinds of liberal scholars are going to say, oh, you can't trust the Bible. I think you can. Even a book like Craig Blomberg's Historical Reliability of the Gospels. I think you had used that in a seminary class in San Diego.
It was a hermeneutics class I was taking in San Diego. We were using a book that he was one of the authors.
There's a number of books as well dealing with Bible difficulties, because one of the things we hear a lot from atheists or even Mormons is about the contradictions that we would find throughout. And so I have one, for instance, by Norman Geisler and Thomas Howe. It's called The Big Book of Bible Difficulties, Clear and Concise Answers from Genesis to Revelation. I think that needs to be on your bookshelf when somebody asks you a question about, well, what about this? Look, in Acts chapter 9, Paul doesn't hear a voice, and then in Acts chapter 26, he does. How do you reconcile this? And you can go, and it will explain those types of apparent contradictions.
You know, I was reading somebody's blog site several days ago, and a person wrote, was criticizing the Bible, and they actually use what they call the telephone game argument, mm-hmm. that our Bible was handed down a copy of a copy of a copy. And of course, when you got to the end, it's not really saying today what it said in the original. And this person on this blog site took that and tackled it, answered it quite well. And I thought, see, this is what we need more of. We need more Christians that are able to do that, to take these horrible arguments that are circulating out there and be able to respond effectively to them.
I think the best book on hermeneutics that you had mentioned, which means interpretation, we called it prolegomena when I was in seminary, is How to Read the Bible for All It's Worth. This is an older book, but Gordon D. Fee and Douglas Stewart, I think, have done the best job. If you want one book on how to be able to understand the different genres of the Bible, how do I read poetry versus how I read Leviticus, how I read the epistles? There are different ways of reading it. There's different things that are going on, and you have to understand that and be able to use the context, which is something they also talk a lot about. But that's been around for a long time. And out of all the books, and I've read 4, 5, or 6 of those kinds of books, that one I think is very doable. You're going to have to pay attention in class when you're reading this. But at the same time, I think it's something that any person can learn from. Well, another section that I have on here has to do with biblical resources. I think every person should have some resources available to them. One would be some type of a dictionary, and probably the most common is Vine's Complete Expository Dictionary of Old and New Testament Words. You don't have to know the Greek or the Hebrew to be able to utilize this resource. They show you how to use it at the very beginning. It's a very thick book, and it's on Amazon for under $20. I think that's a book that ought to be on a shelf. Along with a concordance, and I've listed here New Strong's Exhaustive Concordance, the Super Value Series. That also, when you're looking up different words, when you're doing Bible study, don't just rely on the pastor to inform you as to what the Bible is teaching, but be able to go do some of your own research. One of my favorite dictionaries is Nelson's New Illustrated Bible Dictionary, and it was edited by a former professor of mine in seminary. His name is Ronald Youngblood. And this is a very easy-to-read dictionary. It's different from one that you and I like to use called ISBE. International Standard Bible Encyclopedia. That's a 4-volume set, and you can't buy it anymore because they don't print it anymore. But if you like a deeper look and you would like to get the ISBE, they actually make it on PDF for $5 on Amazon. Can you believe that, Bill?
That's a good deal.
Our 4-volume set you can get, and I have a link to this, you can actually get that. You'd have to look on the computer, but that's kind of the way we are nowadays. And probably download it to your computer and be able to use that. But if you want an easier one, it would be Nelson's New Illustrated Bible Dictionary, or the ISBE also would be good. And then I think everybody ought to go to Israel, which we go to Israel as often as we can, but not everybody gets a chance to do that. So you need to have a book that has charts and maps and reconstructions that will help you to be able to see what the Bible land was like, Paul's missionary journeys. And so I list several here, including Holman, Book of Biblical Charts, Maps and Reconstructions, as well as Nelson's Complete Book of Maps and Charts. There are different books out there like that. But I think having those Bible resources, having a good Bible that you feel very comfortable with, and again, I would probably not buy a Bible until I went to a Bible bookstore and looked at the different kinds that are there, the different versions, as well as the different kinds of notes. And the one that I had a chance to help do some editing and writing for, that Bible has all kinds of articles made specifically for younger people who have questions about apologetics, that there are answers available. But if you have a good Bible and you have a few tools like the ones that I mentioned on this article, if you go to mrm.org/apologetic-books, I think having those resources will be valuable. And you don't have to do this all overnight. Most of these books are $20, $25. If you put in a budget of $20 a month, you could have pretty much all of the books that I have listed here within 5 years. I know that sounds like a long time, but build your library slowly and you won't regret it later on.
Absolutely. We have a responsibility as Christians to give answers, as I mentioned before, to people who have questions about what we believe. The information age has made it very affordable nowadays. A lot of these books now come as downloads, very, very inexpensive online. And we're going to talk about this some more in order to equip you as Christians to defend the Christian faith.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. How would you like to have Mormonism Research Ministry address your church on the subject of Mormonism? MRM's Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson have spoken at many Christian churches all over the country. You see, they can tailor their presentation to meet your church's needs. Anything from a one-day basic introduction to a weekend symposium. You'll find these PowerPoint presentations clear, articulate, and presented in a Christ-honoring fashion. So let your pastor know today that you'd like to have MRM speak at your church. Write us at contact@mrm.org. Have you considered visiting the Holy Land? Well, in February 2015, Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson are hosting a trip to Israel with the option to visit the 7 Churches of Revelation in Turkey. During our 11-day trip to Israel, former Utah pastor Joel Kramer will take us on a day to see important biblical sites where very few people go. We'll also have a chance to swim in the Dead Sea, get baptized in the Jordan River, and hike through Hezekiah's Tunnel. To find out more, visit MRM.org and click on the Israel icon on the top right-hand corner of the page. Again, that's MRM.org.